This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced a recurring theme in the book of Titus, doing what is good. We saw some are unfit for doing what is good. They need to become Christ followers. Then God's objective is that they are ready and eager to do what is good. Paul's fourth point on this theme is that as our lives become more and more characterized by doing what is good, we need to help other Christians devote themselves to doing what is good. Older women are to teach younger women, and mature men are to teach younger men, primarily by example. When the church is characterized by doing what is good toward each other and toward unbelievers outside the church, there will be a spiritual dynamic drawing unbelievers to consider a commitment to Christ. That's what Jesus meant in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Peter likewise says in 1 Peter 2:12, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Always remember the right order. Titus 3:5 says, he saved us not because of righteous or good things we had done, but because of his mercy. Stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. We are saved to serve. We experience God's equipping grace so we can equip others. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.